Well, you know what? I did want the story out, and I've made no bones about it. I wanted it out before the election, and I was getting frustrated because I know they believed me. I know they wanted the story, but they wanted so much proof without a benefit of the doubt that it was making it almost impossible. And I just decided, you know what? I know I'm honest. I know I'm telling the truth. I need this out. And so that's why I went to the radio station. And ironically enough, the way it all turned out, even though it hit very hard and very fast, it actually worked out for the best.
And how so?
Well, the way things fell into place, I think if it maybe with the news, the TV station, or maybe even with the paper, he might have not been caught so unaware on the spot. But because it was live radio, he was caught on the spot, and therefore he didn't have time to try to hide or try to think up stories to, you know, discount me or anything like that. He got put on the spot the way it happened, and that's what did him in, because he was trying to wiggle his way out of it, and he got caught in lies.
Now, your world certainly was rocked after this came out, this revelation came out. You write in the book, of course, you went back on the talk radio show, I guess the second day after you initially announced this on the one day, they came back the next day. What was the response like from the public to you?
Well, it's been interesting. I mean, the first day I was, of course, called just a liar. And nobody believed me, and I was a publicity hound and all this stuff. But once the revelation came out and I was telling the truth and stuff, of course, I had a lot of death threats. And there were a lot of people that were angry at me, even within the gay community. Some people in the community said I had no right to do this. So it's not that it's been, you know, a joyous time for me by any means. I mean, it's been intense. It's been frightening at times. But you know what? I decided to take a stand.
Out
of the box, so I did it.
I'm interested in that. You said some in the gay community, which, of course, the gay community is like any community, so there's going to be people with different opinions.
Absolutely.
Was it many people? I mean, it seems like, as you said earlier, your real reason for doing this was to expose the hypocrisy of what he was doing and saying out there and, you know, in many ways hurting people like yourself.
Individually, a lot of gays supported me. There's no doubt about that. But any of the groups, like the National... what am I trying to think of? Why can I not think of it? I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank.
No problem.
HRC, Human Rights Campaign.
Sure.
Okay. Who's the best well-known and the most, you know, visible? They never called me to say, are you okay? Or thank you. The only two groups in the whole United States that have ever said thank you to me was the Gay and Lesbian Task Force of New York City and the Harvey Milk Foundation of San Francisco. Otherwise, the rest of the country, as far as any groups, have turned their back on me.
To this day?
To this day.
What are you doing now, Mike Jones? In your book, you say you were a massage therapist and escort from 1980 to 2006, so I'm taking that you're not doing that any longer?
I'm not doing anything. You have to understand, though, when I exposed the story, I exposed myself. I wasn't really doing escorting anymore. I was doing massage, legitimate massage. Ted Haggard happened to be a leftover from those escorting days. But I lost all my massage business. I lost my personal training clients. I got fired from the art schools. I literally had no income coming in. I didn't know what I was going to do. So actually, the last few months, I spent writing a book. That was intense. Yeah, I spent about 19 hours a day getting this book done because we got it out pretty fast. So it was intense. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I enjoy speaking in front of groups, and perhaps I can speak on rights, some sort of advocacy type groups regarding rights or something. But yeah, I don't want to just hide and go away. I'm too deep into this now.